loads of text as well on this subject. The subject of your call, stress. It's now the main cause of people going on long-term sick leave from work. This is according to the Chartered Institute of... I can't say it, I'm going to try again. The Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. Dr. Jill Miller was behind the research.
It is quite hard to do a sort of sweep across the board. What does stress mean? Because it does manifest itself in different people in different ways, which I think that's one of the key things for line managers at work, to be really trained in how to spot some of these early warning signs.
Well, Carrie Cooper is a psychologist, stress expert from the University of Lancaster. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning to you, Nikki.
And also hello to Graham Swain, a journalist and stress sceptic. Stress sceptic, Graham, what do you mean?
What does anybody mean? Stress is a now ubiquitous term that we use to cover anything where we don't want to work, basically, in my opinion.
Expand on that. It's an excuse for laziness? What are you saying?
I think it is. I mean, it's the new buzzword. I mean, I'm stressed out. I mean, the business we work in, business you work in, Nikki, we're broadcasters, and you're working under stress all day long, but you're there every day churning the breakfast show out, as you do in a very impeccable style. But I'm sure there's days you're stressed out, but you get on and do it. If you're a clown on the stage, you're stressed out, but you still go on and make people laugh. I mean, that used to be the edict, but now, I think at any one time, there's a huge percentage of the police force are out of work on stress, you know. I think it's about 20% of the police force are never working because they've got stress leave. I mean, where do we go from that?
Carrie, I mean, the pressure and stress are different things, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they are different things. I think the important thing is, hey, listen, pressure is motivating and stimulating. A lot of us love it. You love it in the media. You know, managers love it. People in the workplace want to be push themselves and want to be pushed to some extent.
So what is stress?
So when pressure exceeds your ability to cope, then you're in the stress arena. So that's the issue. And remember, we now have in the UK 1 in 4 people suffering from a common mental disorder of depression, anxiety, and stress. And it's not just in the UK, by the way. It's a global issue. But look at the downturn. This stress has become a big sickness absence issue, not because people are trying to whinge and get off work. By the way, if you do that, you're extremely vulnerable, because I predicted a year ago, I was asked by a BBC on a radio program, I said, oh, it looks like stress is going to go up because of the recession. I says, no, stress-related absence will probably decline because people won't want to admit they're under it, certainly won't want to go to their GP with it, certainly won't want to go to the human resource or personnel departments with it, because it is a four-letter word in the workplace. You admit that you're not coping, and believe me, given the downturn that's going on and the downsizing that's going on, you will be extremely vulnerable. So I've been proved wrong, because people are doing it, they're admitting to it, and they're making themselves vulnerable by doing it. Therefore, it is a conservative estimate. But think about it. We have too much work. We have fewer people doing more work, whether it's the public or the private sector. They're overloaded. They're showing a lot of FaceTime. They're coming earlier.
FaceTime.
FaceTime means, it's what in my jargon we call presenteeism. People coming earlier.
Presenteeism.
We're suffering more from presenteeism than we are from absenteeism. That's people turning up to work early and late, even if they're sick, because they're so job insecure, they're frightened they'll lose their job.
See, isn't it just jargonism? I mean, the point being is what you just exemplify. The fact is now people have got to look to their laurels and actually earn their crust now, as opposed to the good times when one person's probably doing the work of the other 10 that are sitting on their PCs or using their mobile phones at work. I mean, that's the point I'm trying to say. They've now got to work, whereas before they haven't had to, and now they're stressed because they've actually got to work.
Hey, listen, I don't agree with you. You know why? Because Britain has very productive people. We're not the Britain. I've lived here for 30 years. We're not the Britain of the 1970s. We are much more entrepreneurial. People are overloaded. There are less people. There are 20 to 30% less people in the public sector than there were 5 years ago.
And good for it.
Okay, I'm not arguing politically whether that's a good or not good. That means the remaining people have a heck of a lot on their shoulders. You ask any family in the UK whether the long hours culture, what it's doing to the family itself. Because people are we now have the longest working hours in Europe. We have the second longest working hours in the developed world behind the United States. Long does not mean effective. What you have to do is balance your life.
It's about loving what you do.
Absolutely.
This job, if I can, you know, can I suppose it is technically quite stressful, technically. But it's great. It's so stimulating, and it's great fun, and it's rewarding. So that, yeah, I suppose that's...
But you are still a machine, Nikki. I love my job, right?
I'm a love machine.
I, Absolutely. You could work 70 hours a week because you enjoy it. But you are a machine. You're a human body, and it will wear out eventually.
It's been said before. Go on, Graham.
Can we come back to this point? You're saying now the public sector and blah, blah, blah. That's the point I'm saying. You go back to the 70s, and how many were working in the public sector then to how are working in the public sector now? It's grown at about tenfold since the 1970s. And what are all these public sector workers doing? They're not doing a lot. They just multiply the number of people doing
They're not doing a lot.
No, I mean...
How to win friends and influence people.
So people working in hospitals... So the police aren't doing a good job. People working in hospitals aren't doing a good job. Social workers aren't doing a good job.
No, you tell that to the public sector. There are too many people doing the job now, and therefore the actual workload is reduced on them. Everybody keeps saying the workload's increased. It hasn't increased. It's just that there's more people doing the workload. And that's the point I'm trying to say. You go back to the 70s, about a tenth of the public workers there are now.
By the way, the issue is not just the public sector. We're seeing it in the private sector as well.
So I'm exemplifying.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm not saying that there was...
Gentlemen, this whole thing is...
It's good argument.
It's good argument, yes.
It's wonderful.
My favourite point of the morning was Carrie, when I said, what does FaceTime mean? And you gave me the definition. It's presenteeism. I love that. That's great. Thank you both very much for your FaceTime. Okay. Your voice time.
Take care, Nicky.
Cheers. Carrie Cooper and Graham Swain. We want your thoughts on this. It's your call, and it's coming up. We're going to ask you. I want to find the exact question that we're asking here, because questions are all important, as we well know from The Right Stuff. Texts, yes. Should you go off sick with stress? Should we do some more texts that have been coming in?
I've got a couple here, yeah. This is from an anonymous texter. I'm a public sector worker. I've got a friend dying, my marriage possibly failing, two children at critical stages of their schooling, but I've never taken a day off sick, not even when I had flu and two ear infections last winter.
Sean says, I'm sure there are genuine people who do suffer from stress, but a lot of these people are just swinging the lead. We heard that one earlier. This from Deborah. I'm a head teacher. I've been in my office since 7 a.m. We'll go home around 6 p.m. but I am not stressed. Call 0500 909 693. Stress, do you?
On digital and online, bbc.co.uk/5live. This is BBC Radio 5 Live. Call 0500 909 693. Calls are free from most landlines, but some networks and mobile operators will charge. Text 85058. Text will be charged at your standard message rate.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
On digital and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
It's your call. Should you go off sick with stress? Stress is now the number one cause of long-term sick leave.
If we look at what's happening in the economic climate, it's not, in fact, sort of that surprising, given the amount of organisational change and restructuring that's happening at the moment.
That's Dr. Jill Miller, who was behind the findings by the Chartered Institute for Personnel and Development. Graham Swain is a journalist and a stress sceptic.
Stress is a now ubiquitous term that we use to cover anything where we don't want to work, basically, in my opinion.
What do you think? Is stress a symptom of the real pressures of modern life, or are people using it as an excuse not to work? Should you go off sick with stress? Call me 0500 909 693 850 58. You're with 5 Live from the BBC.